If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Now, though, I want to return to what we were just talking about a short little while ago with Andrew Murphy of Shannon Airport and their announcement yesterday of new air services, and in particular, the new flight from Shannon to Toronto, which is being hailed as paving the way for major trade and tourism opportunities. The flights will be going into Toronto's Pearson International Airport. It's an Air Canada hub, and from there, passengers can connect onto over 190 onward destinations on five continents. I'm joined on the line now by a man who's been part of the air efforts to get this one over the line and one who believes it'll make a major difference between the trade links between both countries. Kevin Vickers, Canadian Ambassador to Ireland. Good morning to you.
Dé Eve McCordia, Kevin. How are you?
Tommy Gama, August Tufain.
You sauce Canada me.
We leave it there, so, and before you get start breaking out your French on me, I'll definitely run away and bring it back into the English language. You're very welcome back onto the show again. And obviously, judging by the sounds of you in chipper form, has the announcements of yesterday helped in that?
Listen, I think the announcements are wonderful, but I want to say first and foremost to congratulate the wonderful team you have there at Shannon Airport Authority. People like Declan Power and Mary and Patrick and Rose and Andrew and Matthew. An incredible team, and Declan put together an incredible business. I think there's a lot of the work here in Canada to make the decision quite easy for them.
Well, we were told by Andrew Murphy it's been a lot of work that's gone into this. They were hopeful of getting it over the line a couple of times, but obviously very delighted to be able to make the announcement yesterday. You were part of this process as well. I mean, we met in the studio, it's actually over a year ago, I was surprised to find out this morning. And on that occasion, as I recall, you visited Shannon.
Yes, we were down to visit your team down there. But yeah, no, I was glad to help out, and I was glad to go with the team, and I also want to salute your minister down there, Pat Breen, who came along and I guess waved the Clare flag at Air Canada as well. You know, so it was a really collaborative effort by both the Shannon, Ireland, and Canada, and I'm just so happy. For example, my people are Kingstons from the Bantry area. Next year, there's the Kingston Gathering 2018 down in the Bantry area. No more long drive from Dublin. The Canadian Kingston will fly into Shannon and have a quick trip to Bantry versus a day's drive from Dublin.
Very good, and lots more to join them as well, I'm sure. You talked in some of the press releases yesterday of how you felt that it would strengthen the bonds between Ireland and Canada to have stronger direct air services. Where do you see the benefits for both countries coming out of this?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, just in a few more days' time, on September 21st, CETA, which is the Comprehensive European Trade Agreement, Free Trade Agreement, is coming into place. It'll be applied provisionally just in a few days' time, which automatically reduces 98% of the tariffs and duties between Canada and Ireland. So right off the bat, going to be tremendous opportunities for businesses to get together. I'm reminded of a wonderful businessman I know here in Dublin, Mr. Martin Nocton, and always says, "Ambassador, don't worry about business. You just put business people together, and business will happen." And I think that's wise words. And this flight will facilitate that, putting business people together on both sides of the pond. And I think with CETA, this is going to be an incredible opportunity to generate economic activity in the Shannon area and in County Clare, as well as opening up wonderful links and bonds between our two countries. There's so many Irish diaspora in Canada, of which I'm part. And this is really going to be a wonderful opportunity.
And I'm wondering as well if members of that diaspora are indeed those who have no links to Ireland at all might be looking to use these flights as an opportunity to check out Ireland, and in particular to check out the west of Ireland, because I know that there's also an announcement yesterday of flights from Dublin as well, and that's all well and good, but of course we're here flying our own flag. Do you think Ireland can be an attractive tourist destination for Canadians?
Well, you know, here are the facts. since 2012, each and every year, there's been a 20% increase in Canadians coming home to Ireland. And last year, in 2016, there was over 200,000 Canadians came to Ireland. And if you look at your man Declan Power's statistics there, most of their nights are spent in West Ireland. So I see this just a tremendous opportunity for these flights for, again, being so much more convenient for the Canadian tourist to come to West Ireland. And given the fact that, as Declan Power's business case showed, most of their nights are spent in West Ireland in any event.
Okay.
So
very good.
It'll be great.
And should we be hopping on the plane when it's going back to the other side of the Atlantic? You'd be encouraging my listeners to check out Canada for ourselves?
Well, you know, Air Canada's telling me the stats are, you know, I thought it would be, you know, Canadian tourists going over and Canadian tourists returning home, but I'm being told here in Canada that, in fact, the flights are quite heavily mixed with Irish nationals and Canadian nationals traveling back and forth. You have to remember, since 2008, when they had the downturn here, Canada has received over 100,000 young Irish people between the ages of 18 and 34 on a work experience program. So those 100,000 that have been over there, you know, lots of friendships, lots of people that were enrolled in Canadian universities, getting jobs here and there, their parents going over and visiting them. There's a tremendous base, a tremendous foundation, and 50 Canada's population.
Okay, the line, unfortunately, Ambassador, is breaking up. I'll try and persevere and just ask you, finally, your enthusiasm is coming through, even if the technology is trying to let us down. You seem convinced this will be a success.
I'm more than convinced it'll be a success, and I hope I get a chance to do that in not with perhaps Minister Pat Breen and that Shannon Authority team to celebrate.
Very good. Well, hopefully that indeed will be the case, and we look forward to it. Thank you for joining us this morning, Ambassador Kevin Vickers.
God bless, Kevin.
Of Ultra, thank you very much. Kevin Vickers, their Canadian ambassador to Ireland. Apologies there for the little bit of breakup, but you can hear, nonetheless, his enthusiasm in this particular one. And one thing that jumps out to me from that interview is how he's able to name check each of the members of the Shannon team who were involved in getting this one over the line. There's a man who's certainly been involved in it, and hopefully his predictions of good things for this region on the back of those flights will bear fruit. We will be back with more on Morning Focus very shortly, when we're being encouraged to be body positive.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.